Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today I am joined on the phone by Ken Rausch, who's the manager of youth hockey for USA Hockey. Ken is joining us today from Coral Springs, Florida, where he is attending the kickoff event to the 2013 USA Hockey National Championships. He is at the high school event. So, Ken, thanks for joining us today.
Always a pleasure, Harry.
So, I guess the first question is how's the weather down in Florida for those of us in other parts of the country where it's not so nice?
Yeah, the weather down here has been great so far. It's allowed some of the teams to get out and go to the beach a little bit when they have a little bit of downtime, so it's been good so far.
How is the, like most events, I know that they do a great job of organizing these things. It takes a long time. It's a long time in the making to do, to plan a national championship. How is everything down there, the rink, the organization, and the people?
The staff down here is fantastic. Jeff Campo and his staff here at Saveology is top-notch, and they've hosted USA Hockey events before, adult tournaments, so they're on top of everything. The facility is great. It's a three-sheet facility. It's the home, the practice home of the Florida Panthers, so Panther stuff all around. The hockey's been good, and like I said, you know, they were at Salt Lake City last year scouting out the whole event as well, so they literally more than a year in the making here, and it's gone off without a hitch so far.
That's excellent. Excellent. So when did the tournament start up?
I believe this is year four of the tournament. Started out in Illinois, in Chicago area. Moved last year to Salt Lake City, and this year is here, and next year will be in Omaha, Nebraska.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how many teams are participating in this year's high school nationals?
We're up to 20 teams this year, and actually the people who are hosting next year in Omaha are here as well doing their homework, and I actually had a chat with them last night. They said they were going to try to get to 30 next year.
How do you, how does a team qualify to participate in this event?
Well, there's a couple different ways, actually. It's kind of like youth nationals. If they win their state championship, they qualify if they want to attend. And just to get the numbers up a little bit so we can get to at least 20 teams, some states have sent two teams as well, where maybe the runner-up or the next closest team that has shown an interest in attending.
Any teams? I know that the event just started. I believe it was yesterday. But so far, any teams standing out in what you've seen?
There's actually a couple of very good teams. I'm actually watching a great game right now from our hospitality suite. Santa Margarita and East Lake out of Florida are two of the top teams here. Santa Margarita with a quick 1-0 lead, and they're coached by Craig Johnson, the former NHLer. As you saw, Timothy Lyon has two boys on the team, so they're a pretty talented bunch.
The defending champ is a team out of Colorado. Are they back this year to try to defend their crown?
Regis is back, and they won their opening game yesterday and have yet to play again today. So they're back, and should be a good tilt. And actually, the team that they played last year in the finals is the Waterloo Warriors, coached by USA Hockey Director Doug Beach. And his team is here again, and they had a strong showing yesterday as well.
I know for a lot of these events, they're not only great for the kids and great for the parents, but you'll see junior hockey scouts and college scouts and maybe some pro scouts are there scouts represented at this year's event?
Yeah, we've seen a couple of guys floating around. I wouldn't say there's a ton of scouts here, but there's a few.
Anyway, then I know that this is the kickoff to this year's national championships. Can you just talk a little bit about nationals and how big it is for USA Hockey, and you know, it's such a great event.
It's a great time of the year. Obviously, it's the culmination of a season of hard work for a lot of these kids. And it's a special thing for these kids to remember for the rest of their lives. And they, you know, one, just to participate in it, and if they're fortunate enough to win it. And I was fortunate enough to win a national championship myself, not in youth hockey, in college. And it truly is something that you'd remember for the rest of your life and the kids that are on your team. And it's a bonding moment for sure.
For people who aren't able to and lucky enough to be down in Coral Springs, Florida, if they want to learn more about the tournament or follow it, you know, what would be the best way for somebody to keep up with the event?
Well, we have live stat tracking. I shouldn't say live stat tracking, but every game is posted live afterwards with the score and the statistics on USAHockey.com to the Nationals page. Each of the scores gets tweeted out on Twitter. You can follow USAH Nationals for that. And also you can watch on FastHockey.com. You can watch the games live.
Well, it sounds like you guys got it covered from start to finish.
We got all sorts of social media going down here.
From here, like I said, this is the kickoff to the rest of Nationals. When the youth and the girls and get going?
April 2nd to April 7th is when Nationals will run. I will be at the Tier 1 Nationals for 14U, 16U, and 18U in Pittsburgh, actually being held at, on the campus of the rink for Robert Morris University, the Island Sports Center.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, for everybody out there, this is the best time of year for USA Hockey, our national championships. And like Ken said, we've got plenty of we're covering it a number of different ways. And Ken, I'll let you get back to watching the game. I really appreciate the time, and enjoy the rest of your week down in Coral Springs.
We'll do our best to enjoy the weather, even though you're in the rink most of the day.
All right. Well, thanks again.
No problem, Harry.